Just your average everyday trucker, keeping it real. You have to do until you can do what you want to do. This is episode 76. So, once again, guys, welcome. Appreciate you being here. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Chris. I am your host. Usually what we do for the Blodgett Show is Tuesdays or Real Talk Tuesdays, and then as a aspiring author, I don't have any books written yet, so I have a current open project, and then I have a bunch of little stories that if you go back through the last, 2 months of episodes for the show, you'll see Storytime Fridays. Those are basically stories that are written by myself, deliberately, intentionally for the Blodgett Show podcast. But of course, I've had a lot going on the past couple of weeks, so I've had some struggles or whatever. So of course, it's been a minute since I've gotten a Storytime Friday episode posted. There was at least almost 2 weeks where I had no Real Talk Tuesday, but I'm working on it, trying to get back in the swing of things and try to at least get these Real Talk Tuesday episodes recorded and uploaded for you guys. And then pretty soon I'll be getting back, working on it, trying to get the stories written and stuff so I can actually, get some Storytime Friday episodes on. Heck, I've even thought recently about how, because I know my wife has, she's done some stories. I don't know if she's done a lot, but I know there's been some stories that she's written, on her computer and whatnot. And so I was half tempted to basically ask, my wife, my co-host, and my partner and all that fun stuff. I was very, I wouldn't say tempted, but I was very, I kind of leaned towards, maybe offering for her to be like, hey, you want to, would you be up for writing a story and sending her the app that I use to record these episodes, be like, if you write a story, if you'll record yourself reading that story, I'll have that be one of the Storytime Friday episodes, for the Blodgett Show. And I might go that route. And the reason why I thought about that was mainly because I think, let's see, what was it? Try to recall exactly the moment or whatever. It was a Facebook reel that she sent me where the husband and wife, the husband basically turns the camera towards himself. If you saw this, you guys probably know what I'm talking about, but if you haven't, you obviously can be like, eh, it's not that interesting. But the husband, you know, starts the video and he turns the camera towards himself and goes, "Hey, I'm the husband." And like, I'm very grateful for my wife. And then he turns the camera to her or something. I don't even remember exactly what he said, but I was just kind of throwing that out there because, you know, I always say, "Hey, I'm the husband," and then it was like some statement that he made or whatever. And then he turns the camera to his wife, and she was, "Hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm the wife." And then she makes it like an inappropriate, you know, comment, you know, something like, and I like, you know, when my husband comes in into that ravages me. It's like, and then of course he gets back a camera, or he lowers the camera to the ground. Of course, like, "Honey, we talked about this. We practiced this. What the heck? Oh, I'm sorry, love. Okay, let's try again. Hey, I'm the husband. And I'm grateful for such for my wife," or whatever. Turn the camera back to him, and, you know, again, another comment about, like, "Hey, am I, you know, I don't even have to say much. You guys probably know what I'm talking about." And basically, she's just like, "My favorite thing is, you know, my favorite kind of breakfast in bed is when my husband is blah, blah, blah." And I don't have to, so I'm not going to go into detail, because you guys could probably get the point. Like, he's like, "Honey, seriously, what the hell? Sorry. And then there's laughter, and then of course the video ends after that. I'm like, "Yeah, that was totally, like, she did on purpose." But so my wife sent me that. I think it was a Facebook reel. It may have been on TikTok, I'm not sure. But she goes, "Is this why I'm not on the podcast?" Because I, you know, I said, "Yeah, maybe." Although I have no problem with her being on the podcast, you know. Like, I would totally team up with her if she wanted to come on and have some topics for Real Talk Tuesdays, or have some stories for Friday. You know, yeah, I'd do it, mainly because as partners, it would make things easier on me anyway as a host, because I'd be able to say, "All right, cool, we have a story for Friday, you know, or we already have a topic to cover for Tuesday, and we've already done it. I don't have to worry about it myself." Because that's part of my stress some weeks when I'd be on my days off, and I'd be trying to set aside a couple hours to get on the computer and work on the writing, because I want to get the stories for you guys. But lately, it's like, I'll admit, it's lacking. You know, so I've been working on getting back in there. But, so, the do what you gotta do until you can do what you wanna do. And one of the things that will also go with that is, I like to always say that we gotta always hold on to hope. Now, if you have a girlfriend or a wife or whatever that's named Hope, then yes, you do have to hold on to them too. But I'm talking about hope as in, you know, keep hope. You know, keep hoping for, you know, the dream. Keep dreaming. You know, keep dreams alive. Keep pushing forward towards what you want in life and stuff. Don't just, because there's too many people out there. I know a lot of them. You know, I've had friends quite a bit that basically would argue that the best way to get it to eventually make it in life is just go get a regular job. You know, get paid by the hour, start the ground floor, and just, you know, work hard, and eventually you'll move up the chain. You eventually become a manager, and eventually just be able to retire and get a pension. You know, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. There's definitely nothing wrong with, you know, with going that route. The only problem for me is, like, if I had gone that route back when I, you know, way before I started chucking, I'd probably be further along in that type of job. But, like, right now, what do I do it? Because I'd be literally starting over, and most of them don't pay anywhere close to what I'm making doing what I do. So it's like, I would hate that. Would be that I'm always about one of the other things that I'm, you know, that I've always talked about, that I always quote with you guys, is moving forward all the time. Moving forward always. Like, always forward, never backwards. And that could be anything, like your relationship, your job, your health. You know, for me, especially with my with my health, and, you know, but especially with my job, for sure, like my income. Because when I was with, ever since I came over to FedEx, I was first with a company. When I did the home delivery side, that company is no longer around. They sold their company. But then I went over to the trucking side, and I was with a company called Hope Transport. And so I went from, like, making $900 a week to making, like, $1,100, $1,150, $1,200, something like that. And I did that. I was with them for about 2 years. It wasn't a bad job. You know, it was interesting. You know, but it wasn't bad. I enjoyed working over there. For the guy I worked with, this guy named Chris. He, another guy named Chris. What can I say, guys? Very common name. But you know, I did that. I was with them for about 2 years, and things were going pretty good. But then, like, they changed some of the loads. So, like, it's that some of the, like, there's at least two loads every day that I would pick up in Laverne, Tennessee. They would normally it would take back to Mount Juliet, but then for a little while they started having us take those to Murfreesboro. And then FedEx was only paying us from Laverne to Murfreesboro, which was less miles, but for me it was more miles, because it was going from Mount Juliet to Laverne, picking up the load, taking it to Murfreesboro, and then having to go from Murfreesboro all the way back to Mount Juliet. And then I would do my next couple runs, and then I would do my last run that was basically going back to Laverne, and then taking that one to Murfreesboro again, and then all the way back to Mount Juliet. So I was putting in an extra, like, couple hundred miles a week, probably an extra 400 miles a week, and I was working longer. And it was interesting, because, like, me and that manager were butting heads, because it was always, I was like, Chris, like, you know, and the paycheck went down. That's another thing, too. I went backwards in pay, and I was arguing, saying, like, Chris isn't going to work, because, like, you know, I'm working longer hours than everyone else. He's like, yeah, but you come in later than everyone else. I'm like, yeah, but, like, half an hour. Like, I was coming in at, like, 1:30. They were coming in at, like, 1. But they would work a 6-hour day, get off at 7. I was working till like, 11 o'clock because of the longer loads. So to be working longer hours and, you know, more miles, and, you know, getting ready to head home at like midnight, and then taking the pay cut, I was like, they worked with me for about a month. You know, the boss above my manager, actually, like, they ended up giving me like a $200 bonus at one point throughout that month, because they're like, well, we're trying to see what we can do to make it up to you, because we understand, you know, it's a pay cut. We're like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we got to do something, because I went from taking home like $1,100 to taking home like $900. You know, and I was like, yeah, that kind of sucks, because now I'm not even clearing $1,000. This really sucks. So I did that for about a month with them telling me, just hang in there with us, hang in there, you know. I'm like, all right. But I was like, it sucks, but I'll do it. You know, I was like, I'm loyal to you guys. I've been with you guys 2 years. I really don't want to leave. But then after about a month, basically I got the call from my manager, basically telling me, yeah, there's nothing we can do. Like, we just have to do those runs. Like, FedEx is paying us less on them, so that's why your pay went down. And I'm like, well, then if you guys can't do anything, then I guess I have orientation with another contractor on Friday. He's like, oh, you're leaving? I was like, Chris, I've told you all this time that I will not go backwards in pay. I was like, I will not bear with you guys, just checking in really quick on the app. You know, I don't know if you guys are on Swarm or not. It's one of those apps a lot of truckers use, where we're going to different truck stops, state lines and whatnot. You check in, you know, do a little check in or whatever. It's pretty cool. But so yeah, I told my manager that I was like, yeah, this doesn't work. Like, I'm not going to go backwards in pay. That's the wrong direction. If I'm going to move, if I'm going to leave and move on, it's going to be to take a job that's better. You know, he's like, well, shit, well, I really hate to see you go. I'm like, huh? I was like, any chance you guys can figure out the pay? You know, because that's kind of where we're at right now. He's like, no, I'm sorry, man. All right, well, I appreciate everything you've done, and, you know, I actually had 2 weeks of PTO, or 2 weeks of, 2 weeks of vacation time, pretty much, saved up, because I had just passed my two-year mark, and so you get 1 week after a year, and you get 2 weeks after 2 years. Love the vacation benefits. That was pretty awesome. When I did my first year, then I took a week and a half off, so I had half a week of unpaid, and then I had a week of paid time off, or whatever, so that was awesome. But, you know, I had to do what I had to do. So then I was over the next contractor for about a year, So they decided to start putting these AI tracking cameras into the trucks, where like if you look away from the, like if you look at your mirror, it would bing, you looked away from the road. Scratch your face or whatever. Oh, you took a hand off the wheel. Yawn. Oh, you're tired. You get penalized. Like they would, it was counting points against you. And I started hearing about them putting these cameras in there, and I was like, yeah, no. I was like, it's one thing to be in a truck, we're out here working, and having, because we have cameras in the trucks. So, like, there's front facing that faces out to the street or out to the highway in front of us, and then there's cameras that are facing us in the truck. It's one thing to have cameras facing you like that aren't, like, tracking your every movement and reporting everything, you know? Like, if, from my understanding, if something happens, that's when they, like, if I get into an accident or something, then they'll go and review the camera, but otherwise, there's nobody's actually actively sitting there watching every movie make, going, oh, yeah, he did this. So as long as you're not getting in trouble, then you're fine, you know? But, so I left there, came over here, and even with all the crap going on with my job, where my load to switch to a morning run, and so I've been doing this random fill-in bullshit, you know, at night, because he wants to keep me on night runs. So, oh, you're one of my night drivers. I'm gonna keep you on nights. Like, I'm gonna try to get you on the Northern Kentucky run, and you know, that should be a permanent run, but it hasn't started yet. All right. So right now it's like Knoxville, Kodak, or like tonight I'm doing a double load down and back to Huntsville. Good miles, you know. When I heard about it, it's like 130 miles down, 130 miles back. So you figure 260 miles, doubled. So 520 miles for tonight, plus all the different hookups. So I ain't complaining. You know, I'm doing it. You know, it's like when I went out Friday night this past week. I basically was on standby all night on a Friday, and was literally at 10 o'clock at night, was told, oh yeah, because I was all dressed, ready to go, like, you know, ready for them to let me know, hey, go ahead and head to Nashville, they got something for you, alright, cool. But wait, 10 o'clock, couldn't get any, wasn't getting any response from my boss, so I called Nashville, they were basically like, yeah, we don't have anything, you know, I'm like, okay, so, thanks anyway, you know, so I went upstairs and changed out of my FedEx gear, back into my comfy stuff. Couple of Guinness beers on ice to get them cold really fast, and you know, we're eating dinner with fam, whatever, and you know, my wife and I are watching, we're working our way through a series called The Rookie. Really good series if you guys haven't watched it yet, you know. But we got maybe like half an hour into that, it was like 10:40, 10:45, almost 11 o'clock when I missed a call from Lebanon FedEx line lines. I was like, okay, well, shit, you know, cause thankfully I had like the beers were like cold enough yet, so I had you know, had anything to drink at that point. So I got a text from my boss, like, oh yeah, they're sending you to Lebanon. So they copy that, you know, I called Lebanon, I'm like, yeah, that told that you guys are gonna have me do something, what's up? They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna have you do a couple shuttles. And then we're going to have a Huntsville run for you at 3 o'clock. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking, like, well, crap. Like, Huntsville is a two-hour trip each direction. So if I leave at 3, that means I'm not going to get down to Huntsville until, like, 5-ish. And then that means I won't get back up there until, like, 7:30 or whatever. Back to Nashville. I'm like, man, I'm going to be up all fucking night. This sucks. And normally, when it gets really late, by that point, after they tell me, we don't have anything for it. That's usually a point where I'm a dick. And I'm like, at that point, I've set my phone off to the side, so I basically can act like, oh, yeah, yeah, they called. I never got their call because they told me they didn't have anything. But since I was near the phone, I saw that they called. I've already missed too many days and had too many small checks the past couple of weeks, because of all this crap. I went ahead and figured, well, I'm going to take what work I get. So I took the call, and I went out there and did it. I haven't had, if I'm one of those where I don't really do coffee very often, but lately I kind of got back into it a little bit. Not coffee per se, but those little cappuccinos out of the little machines at the gas stations, you know, where it's already pre-mixed, like hazelnut, like French vanilla, cappuccino, whatever. And then, of course, I got hot chocolate, whatever. So I got the load. Actually, I got the first load on Saturday night or Friday night, which is going to Murfreesboro. And on my way out, I stopped at Love's. I went in and grabbed a cappuccino. I hit the road, went to Murfreesboro, got loaded, coming back to Lebanon, dropped the load in Lebanon, and then was parked in front of the trailer, in front of the load that was going to Huntsville, and was waiting on that one to finish getting loaded so I could take off with it. So I think I got home actually like 9-ish, and I went grabbed something to eat really quick, and I got to bed probably by like 10, and I set my alarm for like 5:40. And I woke up and had a text message at like 3 o'clock from my boss saying, oh, the Farina run is, they have another one tonight, so we're actually doing that one at 6. And I was like, well, I'll get there like 6:30, 6:40, because I won't have hours back until around that time. So he was like, copy that. But I was like, I'll come in as soon as I can, though. So literally I got up, got dressed, grabbed a pack of Pop-Tarts, because it's something quick that I can just grab and go. So it's like, I got home, ate, went to sleep, got up, grabbed Pop-Tarts, got ready to go, and took off again. And it was like, I didn't really feel like I had time off. It was more like I went home, probably got like 6 or 7 hours of sleep. And then got back to the truck and whatever. It's like, it's like, it was a fun night, So, but part of the inspiration for this topic, though, is like, as for those of you that, like, if you've seen the podcast website, blogishow.com. I almost said blogishowpodcast.com. That's only because I actually had, I think I actually ended up getting that. That is a domain I actually do have, but for some reason where my hosting is, I was having trouble getting it transferred, so I ended up basically creating a new account or whatever and getting my website actually like created. I needed to have a domain that wasn't their generic domain or domain. And so it was like, hey, you want to watch show.com for like $15 for the year? But yeah, sure, why not? So went ahead and did it. But for those of you who've seen the website, blogishow.com/promotions, that's where I'm anything that, like, ways for people to, like, make a little bit on the side or whatever, little side gigs or a little bump. Like, one of them that's on there is the Sophie promotions. That's Sophie's online bank that they are actually opening up actual branches. But right now, they're mostly online, but they do have checking, savings, they have investments you can do. You can actually set your account up as a joint account, have a joint account holder on there. You can have checks. So really, I'm actually really, really happy with them. I've been with them for probably like a few months. It's been a little bit. It's been at least a couple months. And, I've been pretty much enjoying them, I actually love my card with my Cash App better than I did the Sophie card, because I had literally when I was using Cash App as my main bank, I had a fancy metal card, which I still have it. I just don't use Cash App as often, but I like the perks that go along with Sophie a little bit more. So there's some links on there as far as like creating a checking savings account and getting a, if you're a new customer, it's like you get a $25 bonus, and then if you give other people your link and they sign up for a free account, you make $75 and they make $25. And then there's one for the sign up with an investment account. And this is after you like fund your account like $10. You add $10 into your checking account, then you get the bonus. And so the investment one, it's the same thing. You fund your account with like $10, and they give you like $50, I believe. It's like $25. It might be like $25 when you're a brand new customer, they give you that bonus. But if you're bringing people in that sign up with your link, it's like $50. So pretty cool stuff. And then, of course, I'm doing some, a couple other things on the side. That one of them is like, literally the way it's best described in the video where I was first told about it was basically post ads and make money. It was like, bam, post ads and make money. It's that simple. Copy and paste ads. I'm like, oh, cool, all right. So I'm checking it out. They got all these different sites and all these different resources for you to get your site out there and stuff. Because you basically make $100 per sale. It's like $129 to come in. So I got to get that link on my promotions section of the Logic Show website. But if you're able to write it down just by hearing it and stuff, it's pretty cool stuff. It's a very, very cool video. So if you go to copyandpasteads.com/clogit. copyandpasteads.com/CLOGET. Watch that video and see what you think. And of course, you guys have my way to contact me on the website. Just a little contact button, or send me an email at blogishowpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions or whatever, I would do my best to answer. I have all of it. Like, I'm new. My person that brought me in told me about it, that she was talking to the guy that brought her, and she hadn't come in yet. She was asking him, because she and I are both online entrepreneurs, you know, aspiring independent entrepreneurs wanting to not have to worry about doing a daily grind like a regular job, you know, permanently and stuff. We want to actually be able to, you know, work from home permanently and stuff. And so she had asked this guy that she knows that has like 10,000 followers on his page, makes a lot of money on the stuff he does. She was like, hey, what do you do? Like, what, out of all the things you do, what makes you the most money? Because I'm looking for something that's pretty easy, something that I don't have to necessarily build a team for, but something that, you know, I can make decent money with. And he was like, he sent her this copy and paste ads and said, this is it. Like, it's really easy. You don't even have to, like, you set it and forget it. Like, you just post in different areas, a little pre-written ads or whatever. There's ones for Craigslist, but I'll admit, like, I haven't figured that one out yet, because I tried to copy and paste one and my Craigslist account is currently on hold, so I'm kind of curious how that's going to go, or might have to do a new one, you know, a new account with a different email address. But I spent most of my 2 days off trying to find sites to post to. I think I probably got like at least two active ads online that I haven't, you know, I don't know how busy those sites are, because I haven't made anything with those ads. So I'm still working on it. But I told my sponsor that can we find out what your sponsor Carlos does? Like, can he direct us to where we can actually post and actually have results? As I said, I'm serious about you making this work, but I'm clueless. So I was like, need help? She said, yeah, absolutely. I'll try to talk to him, because she wants to start learning with it too. She's done less work than me for the moment. Like, she hasn't posted anywhere online about it. She's just been sharing her stories, you know, doing occasional posts on her page. But it's all, you know, and to not go too much into that, because I'm not really wanting to give out a lot of information on that. I mainly was using that as an example where, for instance, like, I had, you know, my wife had a doctor's appointment today. And so initially she'd asked, like, so do you want to go with me? It's at 2:45. And back when she asked me, I thought I was switching to mornings, because I thought I was going to stay in the run I was hired with, the Farina, Illinois run. So I thought, well, I'll go with you if I'm not working, you know, but if I'm working mornings, I may not be here. I may actually be out there on the road, but I was left on nights. So I was like, I told her last night, I was like, yeah, I'll probably be able to go with you. Cause I was like, I'm not, you know, working days, I'm working nights. So I'll be around. I was like, the only factor might be if I work at five or six, then we have to get back here pretty quick, but I'll probably be working like 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock. So I ain't too worried about it. But when we were on our way down, we were talking about finances, you know, and I told her, I was like, yeah, you've seen what I've been posting in my stories at night, right? You know, she's like, yeah, yeah. I was like, part of that is because I'm not a team builder. I'm not out there heavily like, hey guys, join me, come on. Like, there's a lot of people that I know that, you know, I used to be able to build a team, haven't been able to for a while, because the things that I was part of where we did actually make money for a while, but then they collapsed and went under. So I haven't actually, I focus more on the passive stuff, things that you do still have to put a little bit of work in, but you're not having to, like, you're not getting paid by bringing in 10,000 people and getting paid 10 bucks on each person, you know, and all that stuff. So I'm all about trying, you know, making that money, but, you know, and building towards, like, the life that I want, but not having to, you know, but I'll admit, guys, especially those of you, if you're out here like me, like a professional driver, you guys, you know damn well how we just don't have, like, our special days of working. We just don't have the spare time, you know, so that's why on my days off, I was like digging deep and I was visiting all these different recommended sites or whatever and trying to see if I could get ads posted and try to, you know, I was trying to do what I had to do. And, so far I'm still working on it. Just like I told the wife about it, and I was like, I do want to bring you guys in. I want to find something that I can do that works, that brings in the income I need to, you know, at least either the very minimum. Eventually I want to replace what I'm currently doing and be able to full-time work from home doing other stuff. But I said I want to bring the wife and the kids in as well, so they could start doing something and earning money on the side as well, because I know, hey, extra money on the side for everybody would help. Like, my 16-year-old would actually love being able to have a little side gig where she's bringing in money. She's not having to go work a job. Well, she wants to go work a job. But I've been wanting to help set them up, you know, the whole fam, for a while. I just haven't been connected with anything that, you know, was like... So I'm not gonna actively post on something if I'm not 100% certain about it. And even though I know that my sponsor, the person that brought her in, yeah, he's doing really well, and he's been helpful to her, and she's been sharing information with me. But we're also trying to find out, okay, can you tell us, like, what sites he recommends? And right now, what we're basically being told is, well, everything's in the training on the site of your back office. I'm like, okay, I hear you, and I'm going through that, but I'm looking through the sites, but I'm not finding anything. There's a lot of sites where, yeah, you can post a job, like work from home job, but it's like you got to pay for it, like $35. The one I tried to do on Craigslist, it was like $5. But then, you know, when I realized my account was on hold, I messaged them the next day and said, yeah, my account's on hold. But is there something I can do? They're like, can you send us the information you have about the company you're advertising? And I'm like, oh, sure, okay. Send it to them. I haven't heard anything back. So I'm like, I don't think and I don't use Craigslist very much at all. Like, I don't even really buy off Craigslist. But, you know, would love to be able to know, like, a really good ad that I could use that wouldn't get flagged, and that, you know, I could put on there and then get traffic, because that's the whole thing. You want to get eyes on your opportunity, because the more eyeballs you have on what you're offering, the more likely you are to have sales, you know. So, but the whole point of why I'm talking about this is mainly the always got to keep a lot of the hope, because, like, when I signed up and became, you know, decided to move forward with that business, really didn't have a whole lot. One of the things that I told you guys in the Real Talk Tuesday or whatever, actually might not have even, it might have been before that. So my check last week was a little over $200. And the reason for that was because I was told by my boss that 6 months prior that, that at our 1 year mark that we would get vacation and like 1 week vacation and 1 week of 1 week PTO, 1 week, 1 week of vacation. And I hit my 1 year about around the time that me and my daughter were going to Oklahoma to see my parents. And so, apologies, guys, bear with me for a second. I know I'm getting close. I'm actually not too far away. I'm probably like 10 or 15 minutes out from the location I'm going to, the FedEx hub. I'm dropping these trailers, or one of them at least. So I am... Basically, basically loading up my Google Maps and putting in the address. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's put into Google Maps. It's like, you're 10 miles out. Like, yep, I figured. I started seeing signs that kind of beat. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, familiar signs where you're like, oh, crap, I better, I better go ahead and make sure that I'm going, that I don't miss it or whatever. But, so it's all about hope, guys, you know, hope. Like, what I'm going to say, like, I made a little over $200, and it was, I did the 129 to join the business. And, sorry about the random pauses, you know, when you get to that point where, like, you can still talk on Bluetooth, but then when you, if you have, you know, Google Maps going, it'll still talk in your ear, you know, while you're actually doing it, you know. So, like, you'll be in the middle of a sentence, all of a sudden, it'll be like, take the next exit, and all of a sudden, you kind of get distracted, like, oh, crap, okay, here we go. So, yeah, gonna be a late night for sure. You know, it's like 12:40 right now, and I'm 10 minutes away. I gotta go to two different hubs down here, drop the back trailer at the first one, the front trailer at the next one, probably set up a set of doubles, of empty doubles, going back towards Nashville. I wish I was doing singles because they would take, I'd be like so much less time, but loaded doubles coming down, probably gonna be two empty trailers going back. And then I got to come back down here one more time and go back to Nashville. So probably at least, I'm thinking like 6:30, 7 o'clock when I get done. Kind of sucks, but hey, you know, at least I'd rather be busy than have the night off. So, but at the time when I got paid, I was like one of those where I'm like, I technically could not afford it to do the 129 to go ahead and get involved in business. But I thought, but if I pay the 129 and I can figure out where to post and how, like, what to do, because you know what they say, and one of the things that one of the quotes out there that I always hear that I love is, if you want to, like if you want to have a certain type of results, like you want to have a certain type of lifestyle, find somebody that has the results that you're looking for and do what they do. I'm going to say that one more time for those, everybody in the back room. If you want to have a certain, if there's something that you want in life, as far as a certain type of lifestyle, a certain type of income, find somebody that has the results that you're looking for, or the lifestyle that you're after, and do what they do. Basically, you know, you don't want to surround, and they also say, like, you are the combination of the 10 people you hang out with, or that you surround yourself with. And so, I have friends in the past that, like, you know, I would know people that, like, their closest friends are all people that, like, aren't really, you know, going anywhere too much. Like, they drink and do drugs and hang out and party and whatnot, but otherwise they're always broke, you know, and they're always talking about, like, that they wish things were better, that, oh, man, I'm so broke, man, this money troubles really sucks, and of course, like, but they're not connecting or surrounding themselves with anybody that actually, you know, that actually has the kind of lifestyle they're after. So it's all about, like, you find somebody that's succeeding in doing what they're doing, and it's something that you want to do too. And so that's why in this business, like, I'm reaching out to my sponsor, she's reaching out to hers. Because I was like, if we could figure out what works and figure out what to do, and we start bringing those $100 commission payments in, you know, then that meant basically we could, then I could turn around and I could bring my wife and my kids in. And I would be able to then, you know, like, share the the or mentor them, like, all right, go to these sites, do this, post like this, do that, because I want to be certain that, okay, it works, I'm actually making money with it, and then bring them in and help them do the same thing. So, but you want to surround yourself with people that are gonna challenge you, that are gonna lift you up, that are gonna motivate you. Because if you're broke and you're only surrounding yourself, hanging out with other people that are broke, that never have money or whatever, then basically you're probably always gonna, you know, always be that way. Sad to say. I mean, you may not, but typically that's how it works. And so the people that surround themselves with people that are actually a little bit better off of them, it's kind of, I mean, yeah, it can be depressing, but it's also an inspiration to them, because they, you know, they can, like, they're motivated to actually get to where that, you know, their friends and stuff are, the successful friends, they want to actually make it there and have the same, you know, same money, the same freedom, whatever, that they probably wouldn't have had if they hadn't been motivated to do it. Sad to look up the load I'm doing and make sure that I'm going to the correct address. Because I was like, I'm pretty sure. So, but then that comes back to, the other part of the topic for tonight. Basically, do what we gotta do until we can do what we wanna do. So, yeah, I might have to chug this cappuccino I got, because I kind of wondered when I was filling up the cup, I thought it looked really watery. Like, I mean, the color of it kind of threw me off a little bit, mainly because it was really, really, really white, and I was like, I'm thinking, like, well, cappuccino should be at least part coffee, so it should be a little bit dark, like, not dark dark, but a little bit of a brown tint. And then, you know, so I went ahead, filled them up, added some hot chocolate to it, and I just took a sip, and it was like, it's very, very watery. Like, doesn't really have a whole lot of flavor like what I got at Love's, so I'm like, kind of disappointed. I mean, it does have a little bit of the flavor, so I might go ahead and do it anyway. But I don't even know if it has caffeine, if it's like, it's mostly water with the French vanilla flavoring, you know? So, but we do what we have to do until you can do what you want to do. I like to come out here, like to figure, look at myself as like, I'm coming out here, taking it week by week, or day by day, week by week, one foot in front of the other, and, you know, doing what I have to do every week, making those paychecks, continuing to do these episodes in the podcast, continue to put it out, put the Patreon, you know, information out there for you guys if anybody wants to support the podcast, which, again, if you go to wadashow.com/support, it'll take you to the Patreon account where you can donate to the show for as little as $1 per month. Or there's options to do a one-time donation in any amount. Like, there's set amounts that you can choose, or you can pick one, like, hey, I want to do, like, $3. All right, cool. But part of that is, you know, I'm out here doing what I gotta do. You know, like, I don't know. I know that within the next, probably at least minimum 2 years, maximum is my plan. Maximum would be like 5 years. You know, as far as like me being able to retire and get myself out of here and stuff. But that won't happen if I, you know, just basically just go work my job and, you know, not not actually make any attempts to try to do anything else. Like, try to get something else set up on the side, try to get this podcast fully off the ground, and, you know, actually start being successful at the side gig, you know, working the side business and whatnot. You know, it's like, that's why I told the wives, like, you know, I was like, I'm serious about not having to do what I do permanently. You know, I'd like to get out of here and actually be, not have to go work these nights. Really, like, I mean, I love what I do, but, like, working these nights really sucks. Like, especially when it's working all night, like, get back at, like, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, it's like, wow, man. I go to bed, and I get up and go back to work the next night, or that night, or whatever, and I'm like, man, I'm tired. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a night owl, but I like to be up late to, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. And then, you know, sleep until, like, noon, you know. Especially because I work nights, that's kind of my routine, like, sleep until, like, noon, 2 o'clock, whatever, and be ready to come out here and do it again. But if I could actually support myself financially, myself and my family, man, and not have to come out here and kill myself on the truck, then I would do it. I mean, how many of you guys out there, if you had an option to not have to work your regular job and you could still actually afford to live the way you want to live, how many of you guys would do it? You know? So, on that note, guys, you know, we gotta keep pushing forward and doing what, and here goes the quotes that I always like to give you. We gotta push forward, do what we gotta do. Do what you have to do until you can do what you wanna do. Keep being positive, keep believing, keep pushing forward, never quit. And, you know, hold on to the hope, keep dreaming, you know, because I know sometimes, like, people, like parents or whatever, will try to tell you, like, oh, yeah, like, you're back, it's just, like, you're totally just dreaming, oh, man. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with you know, keeping the dreams alive and stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. And it makes much more sense for somebody to, dream about a better life than it does for somebody who just goes to work day in and day out, and they're depressed, and, you know, they might contemplate hurting themselves because they're like, what's the point? Like, life's never gonna get any better. It's like, don't think that way. You know, things will be good. You know, I'll admit I'm really disappointed. I was looking forward to this cappuccino, and I'm kind of bummed because I was like, man. I mean, it's not expensive. It's probably like, I don't know, it's probably like $2 or something. $2.50 for the cappuccino. So I got a large. Maybe it's $3 because I got a pack of king size Reese's peanut butter cups that actually have Reese's puffs in the cup. I've never seen those. Like, that was, those are pretty good. So I got those and the cappuccino ended up being like $5. And now I'm like, man, I was really looking forward to having that cappuccino. I should have gone to Pilot. I went into Pilot. Pulled into a Pilot, and it was such a small Pilot. Like, there's trucks parked everywhere. I pulled in, go, yeah, there's nowhere I'm gonna be able to, like, you know, pull off to the side to run in and grab a cappuccino really quick. And you know, won't be able to really easily get in there. I would have had to wait probably at least half an hour to be able to even just get to a fuel pump so I could run in really quick. But there was a little Shell station that had truck parking across the street that was wide open, so I went over there, hit the bathroom, and went to go get the cappuccino, and was like, oh, crap. So, I might still try to drink it or whatever, but otherwise, I ain't gonna worry about it, you know? But, we gotta keep pushing forward, guys. We gotta keep trying, no matter what. Like, we gotta keep just decide, like, have a dream for what you want your life to be like, where you want to be, like, what you want to do, whether it's, like, maybe you just want to work your job and you want to work your way up to management, you know? Do it, you know? Go for it. Maybe you want to have a business, you know, like, brick and mortar, want to open a pizza place, or you want to go and, you know, open a little restaurant, you know, do it. My wife really wants to have a food truck. I want to work from home. Like, I want to work from home full time, but I wouldn't mind also, and I'm kind of joked around about, you guys can hear the little background noise, just getting out of the truck here to scan my badge and get the gate to start opening up. Needs a little WD-40, sounds like. You guys can hear the squeaking in the background. But, I don't want to, it's like recently with dealing with the employment stuff, you know, the bullshit stuff with my boss and whatnot. And of course, like now we get the beeping. Don't worry, it'll stop here in a minute. I'll be setting break and pulling off, you know. Thankfully, this is an easy stop. All I'm doing is dropping the rear trailer, dropping the dolly, and then dispatching myself to go to one of the other hubs down here in Huntsville and stuff. Fun times. So one sec here. Hey, there goes the stop. So, but anyway, guys, you know, it's one of those things. It's like what I was talking about with the employment thing, dealing with the crap here at my job. I've looked at the jobs. I'm considering making a switch. But at the same time, I don't know if I'd want to leave FedEx altogether or if I would switch to another contractor. I'm trying to hold in there and see if they get me on a more dedicated, status or whatever, instead of just, hey, tonight we're just like, be on standby, wait until I find out what we're going to do for you. Like, all right. Because I hate that, you know. I'm one of those, like, I love to know what I'm doing, not like be like Friday night where basically it was like 11 o'clock at night. Oh, they're going to send you to Lebanon. You're going to go do some shuttles at 3 o'clock. You're going to do the clock. So, you know, it's one of those, but I'll do it because I want the money and I got bills to pay. I'm trying to, you know, I can't keep falling behind and stuff. So, I do what I gotta do, but you know, when it gets late like that, I'm half tempted to be like, nope, sorry, it's too late. You know, I'm already left out. Because it's like, you can't drink within 8 hours of when you drive. So, like, you know, if I get told at 10 o'clock at night, hey, we don't have anything for you, and I'm not coming back until like 6 or 7 the next night, then I could throw a couple beers down, you know. And then, like, the next night, I'll be fine, you know. But there's been a couple times where they told me I didn't have anything. Or didn't have anything for me, and I went ahead and I said, all right, cool, grabbed a Mike's Hard, even though technically I could have still driven, you know, because it was like half of Mike's Hard, wasn't even that much. But I was like, yeah, professional driver, not going to do it. Not going to drive while I just had something to drink, you know. And they'll be like, well, I was told to wait, try to wait for us or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, you told me you didn't have anything. So I took that as, all right, I'm off tonight, I guess. So anyway, guys, on that note, I think I'll let you guys go, but I appreciate you guys tuning in with me today. It went a little bit longer than I was anticipating, but, you know, appreciate you being here. If you have any ideas for topics to cover for any Real Talk Tuesdays, feel free to, or any ideas for Storytime Fridays, like an idea for a story you want me to try to see what I can come up with, go for it. You know, drop me an email at blogandshowpodcast@gmail.com. Again, throwing out these other promotions for you guys. Anybody that wants to check them out, you know, no pressure or anything. You guys can check them out. You can, you know, if you don't want to, great. Hey, you know, but blogandshow.com/promotions, guys. The Sophie promotions on there for the way to sign up for a new account and get a little bit of a bonus. And what I mentioned earlier, the one I'm currently working on, that's like $129 to join, and then you make $100 commissions for every, you know, with every ad, we post each ad or whatever, and anybody that responds to those ads and decides to join the business, you make a $100 commission. So that one is copyandpasteads.com. That's copy and paste, the way it sounds, ads.com/cblodgett. That's CBLODGET. Feel free to check the video out. The guy that does the video, you know, it's a pretty cool video. He did a pretty good job. But you know, that's basically me moving forward. I'm doing you know, some stuff on the side, you know, in the attempt to figure something out to eventually replace what I'm currently doing. And then I have something else that's you know, I'm working on. That one's more long term though. That's why I said it's gonna be at least 2 or 3 years, because that one right there is gonna take that long to build it to that point. You know, until it's, that one's passive as well. Like, that one's something that I won't have to refer or sign anybody up, and I'm just, it's kind of one of those investments where you invest a certain amount and you're making like a certain percentage pretty much every month. And so you build it enough to where that percentage that you're making is livable, you know, where you can live on that stuff. So, but copyandpasteads.com/cblodgett and blodgettshow.com/promotions to see the Sophie links. And of course, like, I gotta update that copy and paste one. I gotta add that link to the promotions page and stuff. So I'll get that updated as soon as I can. And then from there, that's pretty much all I got for you guys tonight. So I'll let you go with that. So I appreciate you guys being here. Do what you gotta do, and. I mean, if I can get a story written, then there'll be Storytime Friday. But otherwise, at the very least, while I keep working on getting things back together, I will see you guys again next Tuesday on the next Real Talk Tuesday. And on that note, my name is Chris. I'm your host, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.